Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many players hating, trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the fuck, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you still down, follow when you see me. And let the devil be soft for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan and time we ride, hitting up when we pass by, until I die, live the life of a boss player, cause even when I'm hot, with me and get boss later, the future's in my eyes, cause all I want is cash and things, a 500, then smoke a flashy ring, it's to me like a dream, been known to disappear before your eyes, it's like a dope thing, it seems,
hey, y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to get you, man. I heard that trash you was talking. My phone was over here on mute. I heard you, and I'm going to get you. Yeah, I'm out.
I didn't say anything. I said maybe he asked way here. I said maybe he just, you know, I'm going over about his team. I didn't say anything your team.
Okay.
I did not say anything about it. I said I'll let him disclose everything. She thought I was talking about your basketball team.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let's go into this, and I'll deal with you later.
Yes, sir.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kale's Corner. As y'all hear, we had a little bit. I thought we was having technical difficulty, but I just had my phone on mute this time, y'all. It was me this time. But I apologize to you guys.
You're breaking up.
I can hear you.
Oh my God, this is killing me.
There you go, stay right there. Until Kale get his phone together, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about Chris Paul upsetting the Clippers, the upcoming game with the Bucks. Kale got some important news about his football team. We're going to discuss a whole lot of other things. We're going to take a quick break and let Kale get himself together, and then we'll come right back.
Right on. Quick break.
Yeah. Come on.
I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? Gotta be a boy and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a person snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal a brother. Give him guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids with this. That's the way it is. Come on.
Hey, can y'all hear me now?
Yes, real loud and clear.
Okay. As I was, well, we just going to go into it. Congratulations to Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns. Their first as y'all know, everybody knows. God.
It's every other
can
word.
Y'all hear me now?
We can hear you
can
now.
You,
yeah. When you say that, we can hear you.
I'm congratulating Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns for their Hello? Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me?
I mean, it's like you're going in and out. We can hear you for a couple of seconds. Like you say, we congratulate Chris Paul, and then nothing else you say we can hear. So it's like every other word we're hearing.
Okay.
Can you hear me? So I'm going to talk about Chris Paul until he get his phone together.
Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Paul had an amazing game last night. I really thought the Clippers was going to pull it out, but what they call him, Chris Paul, playoff P, he ain't show up. He didn't show up, so Chris, Phoenix Suns went on the road. They got him down to about 7, and then they said Chris Paul took over and just went to Chris Paul mode. I mean, he was. I mean, that brother was bad last night. And for who am I talking about? Beverly, for the push in the back. I just thought that was a punk move. I didn't think that was acceptable. I think it should be. He should be fined and suspended. I think they need to set a precedent that you can't do stuff like that. You got to stay professional. Chris Paul didn't say nothing to him. He didn't bump him. He didn't say nothing to him.
Yes, he did. No, he did not.
Yes, he played it back. They played it back 3 times. And I watched
Chris Paul did not say nothing to that man.
He did not.
Okay.
You're going to say, and I'm going to respectfully disagree. Because I just felt like he was.
If you watch Chris Paul, as he walked past Beverly, right, we didn't see his lips moving, but you saw him turn his head toward Beverly as he was walking past him, and Chris Paul did say something. Let me finish. I'm not justifying Patrick Beverly acting that way because that was immature.
Right.
That was immature, and it was not at all professional. And I don't care what Chris Paul said to him, nothing should pull you out of character that way. Let's not say Chris Paul didn't say anything.
Okay, so let me say this. Chris Paul didn't say nothing to that man. What happened was when he walked past him, he thought that Chris Paul bumped him on the arm. So he turned around and pushed him back. That's what it was. He thought Chris Paul was trying to bump him. Chris Paul, his lips never parted. You can't talk without your lips moving. You just can't.
And there was no contact. There was no contact. You can't bump a man without touching.
I know. But he tried to act like Chris Paul bumped him. That's why he reacted the way he reacted. It wasn't about him saying anything. It was about the bump.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Go ahead, Pete.
Well, like I said, I don't know if he said anything, but for me, it didn't matter if he said anything because I watched a little part of the game again today, and Beverly was talking smack on both ends. He had just scored on one end and got in Chris Paul's face, okay? It was like demonstrative and everything. And then the announcer even said, Beverly did be talking smack, and he giving to him on both ends talking smack and all that. Okay, he said that. So Beverly was doing that all game. So now, as far as Chris Paul, I didn't see his lips move neither. But like Kel said, he just turned that way, and so and he could have just said, or something, without his lips moving, and then Beverly
That's
shouldn't
true.
Have did it. It was unsportsmanship, and like you said, regardless of what Chris Paul said or what have you, he didn't bump him at all. They had about 3 inches space between them. So and Chris didn't even lean over. They just walked. They same path. Chris when he got past and turned a little bit, but like I said, I didn't see his lips move. But he could have said, "Hmm," like nigga, you talking all that crap. There y'all are. You know, so and Beverly got to take care of
it. Let me answer this, Ted. And Kel, you're right. His lips don't have to move. He could have said exactly what both of y'all saying. He could have said something like, and all that, right? Now, let's take it back a little bit further. When Beverly was in Houston, right, he wanted to stay in Houston forever, right? So guess what happened? Chris Paul wanted his position. So Chris Paul came over to Houston. So therefore, he had to leave, right? So, boom, that's one thing against him. Now, I'm about to send you home. So I'm still mad at you. You know what I'm saying? So they go all back and with his contract, with his money, everything. Chris Paul was the common denominator to all that. So he mad at Chris Paul for a lot of reasons. So that's why he puts him in the back like that.
But you're doing everything to prove my point. With all of those instances and all those situations that Beverly is already healed over, and you stand tonight, sit at home, and you going to say something as we walk past each other? You're pulling my point.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to say this. That man was like Ted said, that man was talking smack on both ends. He can dish it, but he can't take it. And even if that man said, you bitch-ass nigga, or you faggot, or you nigga, or any of those derogatory things, even if he did say that, so what? That award you to push me in my back when I'm not, push me while I'm looking at you, then. If you think I'm saying, so push me while, in my face. Get in my face and push me. Don't push me from the back.
Wizzle,
I can't do nothing.
Hey.
That was a punk
move. The right comment, get I'm sorry, reaction. That's all I'm going to say. Derogatory comments get derogatory reactions. Now, I'm not sitting here saying, let me finish. I'm not saying that Patrick Beverly was right in any way. I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
I'm not saying that at all. But we all know,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Somebody beat you and they tease you. Now, again, I know the situation with Houston and Beverly and Chris Paul. I know that situation well, okay? And you're right. Beverly could have had some feelings left over from the other night when Beverly was trying to fight over the screen and Chris Paul flopped and Beverly was mocking him. So we know that these guys already had beef or ill feelings towards each other anyway. I'm just saying Chris Paul is as innocent as everybody's trying to make him out to be. Did Beverly go too far? Heck yes. He went way too far. But Chris Paul is not the angel that people are making him out to be.
Who's making him out to be an angel? Nobody said, Kale. Nobody's making him out to be an angel.
Because every news media outlet, every commentator are saying the same thing. They're putting it all on Beverly. Why? Because they always blame. The second person always gets the blame. Beverly did not touch. He and Chris Paul did not bump, come in contact, or anything like that. I'm telling you, Chris Paul said his little words, teasing Beverly without his lips moving, as Chris Paul has been doing throughout the playoffs. throughout the playoffs. Remember, it was a big discussion about he and LeBron.
So, Kale, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Kale. Okay. Now, Beverly is the best of the trash talkers in the league right now. Beverly is the type of player that don't nobody want to play against him, but everybody want to play with him. Right? Am I correct? Because he's a natural born. He's a get in your face, talk trash. You know, that's just who he is. So now that he talk trash, he mocked Chris Paul when he flopped. He jumping up and down, doing all that, you know, up and down. He in Chris Paul face throughout everything, throughout the whole series. He can snitch it. But soon as they start winning and Chris Paul say one thing back, one thing, just one. Because he couldn't have said a whole bunch of things because his lips ain't moving.
Yeah, there you go.
So he said one thing, and now everybody's uproar and trying to make it seem like Chris Paul is this upstanding type person and Beverly is a bad person. Beverly is the bad person in this situation. We just talking about this one situation. I ain't talking about what everybody else talking about. We on Kale's Corner. I'm talking about the play was a dirty play. It wasn't even no play. It was just dirty. Punk move.
Yeah, very much so.
Very much so. Go ahead.
Very much so. I said that.
Right.
There is no room. There's no room in the NBA for any type of actions like that. Chris Paul could have seriously hurt himself by trying to break his fall. Chris Paul could have seriously hurt himself. So while I'm in agreement with that, the only part that I'm not in agreement with is that the only part I'm not in agreement with is Chris Paul.
I'm trying to piece together what you're saying. That's why we're having this argument, because
I'm
only getting half of what you're saying.
You said because of that one thing that Chris Paul said caused Beverly to react that way. I'm telling you, Chris Paul has been talking trash since this daggone that series started. Please, you're missing my point.
You're making my point.
That, I didn't just say that.
I don't agree with this part.
No, I'm gonna bring it. Let's bring it 57. Maybe somebody else heard me say exactly what you're saying. 57, come on, man.
Can I say something, please?
You've been talking the whole time. Can I say hello? Good evening.
The man just called my name. And then once we said the same exact thing, agree on everything, but that Chris Paul was talking trash. That's what I was talking about. And you were trying to say we wasn't saying the same thing, and I kept saying we are saying the same thing. I don't need nobody to clear up anything. We both saying the same exact thing. That's what I was trying to say to you, but your phone was breaking up, so nobody could understand what you were saying. So
it's these
that's why I kept repeating
headphones.
What I was saying. Yeah, that's why I kept repeating what I was saying.
Come on, bitch.
Hey, kid. Had to be really mad to turn around and walk about four steps and push a man in the back. I would like to know what Chris Paul said. You had an opportunity to think about what you was about to do, and you still did it. So it was either, we saw Chris Paul turn his head, it was either a gesture, a or he said something and we just didn't see his lips. But he said something. He said something.
Well, hey, listen.
Oh, this is what I wanted to say, too. Y'all say, y'all say a prayer for Biz Markie.
I don't want to see nobody but a muscle talk without his lips moving.
Yeah, well,
plenty of people do.
Maybe we pick it up. Wait, maybe we didn't pick it up. But
I'm really talking
everybody on the sideline that was reporting last night thought he said something. So
not the commentator that I was listening to.
I can't imagine a man walking that far to push another man in the back if he didn't say anything. Because they didn't bump
Thank
each
you.
Other.
Thank
they
you.
Didn't bump each other. So all
he
this man did
reason,
was turn his head.
He had a lot of reasons to
he decided, so he decided not to confront him face to face then. He decided to wait till Chris Paul turn his back. Then he going to turn
That's
around and walk up. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense at all.
And
so
not only does it not make sense.
It makes no sense for him to pass for two people to pass by each other, didn't get bumped, and you say that nothing was said, but all of a sudden this man turns around, walks at least 3 to 4 steps, and push a man in the back so hard he pushed it down. Come on now. That makes no sense at all. Something had to be said. You had the whole game to get it back
and listen.
For something to happen in you.
Listen.
I understand what you're saying, but what I said
You had a whole series to get him back
for
what happened to you 2 years ago. If it had something to do with that, you've been banging everybody on the team.
But 57, you don't remember him telling Chris Paul that you had the first 5 years, I'm going to take the next 5 years. It's been 2 years.
I never saw that.
Oh, you know what? Let's talk about issues, okay? Now, they're showing the play of Chris Paul and DeMarcus Cousins when Chris Paul tried to get the technical foul on Cousins for the elbow to the neck. First of all, Chris Paul fell on the floor, falling out like he just got shot. Now, does Beverly do that too? Heck yeah. Beverly does that too. And Beverly showed us last night he is the athlete that can dish it out but can't take it. He showed us that last night. But we cannot sit here and think or say Chris Paul played no parts in that. We can't. Because we know the type of player that Chris Paul is.
So I made you push me
in the
back.
Who he is.
And not just talk trash back to me like we've been doing this whole game. So I can't talk trash now? Like, y'all get out of here. Y'all tripping.
No, we ain't. We just understand.
Y'all
see,
tripping.
The thing is, we understand
the act of combat.
We understand the act of combat. The ones that are telling you that something had to happen.
Beverly put on Twitter. CP3. Emotions got the best of me last night, gang. My bad. Wasn't meant for you. Congrats on making it to the finals. Best of luck. Those are Beverly's comments today. His apology to CP3.
What was the apology again?
He said, CP3, emotions got the best of me last night. My bet was for you. Congrats on making it to the final. Best of luck.
Thank you. That don't even have to say nothing else.
Hey, Kale.
It pushed the man in his back. He just told y'all. The man ain't saying nothing.
Why can't you get yourself a phone, man? Why can't you get yourself a phone that works, man? Why we got to go through all this for 2 hours? Why we got to go through this for 2 hours, man?
57. You ain't got to be
don't
here.
Don't do that. Because we can mute you.
You got to
be here.
Hey, look. Y'all going to mute me. Y'all going to mute me because I speak
for
you.
Not.
Hey, because I speak on it. Y'all going to mute me? Mute me. I've been muted. I've been muted before. Kale's Corner ain't just a barbershop. Ain't just a barbershop.
Hey, look.
No, it's not.
And the survey says.
Man, I spoke.
And the survey
Thank
says,
you.
Mute that
Thank
man.
You.
Now you're muted.
Mute that hammer.
563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, I'm not finished with this Patrick Beverly, Chris Paul situation. So we gonna go back.
Females
at all. I'm not. But what I am saying is I want all forms, be it male or female, basketball, to be pure. It's not going to be the 69-79 defensive brawls that we all fell in love with. I know it's not going to be that anymore because we got the big men stepping out for threes now, and everybody is a three-point shooter, Reggie Miller or Sabonis or Steph Curry all of a sudden. So I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because at the end of the day, it still boils down to who makes the most threes. So I'm cool with that. But all this flopping, man, and this falling around and this nonsense, man, there's no place in the game for it. There's no place in the game for it, and it needs to stop.
Right.
If I may say something, I watched how Boogie Cousins last night and the last couple of games basically almost had a dominant game on the inside. And that's Boogie Cousins. He ain't that great a center. And I just thought about if they back in, like they played like they did back in the day, guys like Embiid and Giannis, they would get 40 to 55 points a game. You think about the fouls they're going to get inside, then the points they're going to naturally get. I think that's why both of them are hurt when they needed them most. Both of them got hurt because when it was time for them to go inside, the body wasn't ready for it. That's how I feel.
I can see where you would say that. I can see where you would say that, but Giannis got hurt on the inside, in the paint.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So,
I agree.
It was the way he came down on his leg.
It was a fluke accident.
No, it's a very twisted. I think you have to be in a position where you're used to being in that space. So your body will know what it's doing down there. And if you're coming outside,
you know what,
57, and doing things.
I disagree, 57. That same injury could have happened all on the perimeter. That could have happened outside the paint, inside the paint. He just landed wrong.
He wouldn't have put that much weight on his leg like that from the outside shooting the three.
I've had that experience. Mine's was worse than his. I told my foot touched my forehead, okay? And how it happened, I was on one side of the court and trying to go block a shot, so playing defense. So I went to go block the shot, and I came down wrong. I didn't come down on nobody's foot or nothing, but the way my foot was positioned and how I came down on it, and that's how it bent. His bent a little bit. Mine's, like I say, my gym shoe hit my forehead. And I was out for 9 months, okay? And I got now on the side of my left knee a knot from that. I experienced that, and I know how he feels, but like I say, mine was way worse than his. I did it at Temple Hill Rec Center. But to say, like you say, 57, let me touch on Boogie Cousins. Also, y'all got to remember, he had an Achilles tear, too. He's coming off an injury, too. He had to put in work to come back. And he's a big man. You know, he got weight coming on Achilles and stuff. And if I can believe, I don't know if he did it twice or both foot, I don't know. But I know he had an Achilles tear at least on one foot for sure because he had to rehab. Yeah. Before he came back and played, they had a little spot on him, and they showed that how he was working out and this and that in the pool, and they was flexing his foot and all that stuff. And so Y'all got to see that. And he, like you said, he had a good, pretty good series, man. He was playing the big man role. He was bullying people, you know, and pushing people. They wouldn't call in a lot of things on him, but, you know, some things they did call, but he was bullying people. But he's a true big man. He has to work on his, you know, his offensive things, you know, a little bit more and get his jumping ability, you know. But like you say, y'all got to remember he just come from an Achilles tear. Okay, but like you say, also 57, it has been good games, you know, and I agree with you, Kim.
Oh, yeah.
The way everybody been flopping. It ain't just them two, you know. You got a lot
everybody.
Of people that been flopping. Because Embiid is the biggest flopper. So, you know, like I told you, Chris Paul did that, some of it is gamesmanship. If you can get a call from that ref, it's gamesmanship. That's just what it is,
right?
You know, or something. You know, because it wasn't they did throw it. I didn't say he viciously threw the elbow, but he did. Because you look at prior before that, Boogie had pushed him. He had been getting Chris Paul stuff all game. Him and Boogie been going at. Boogie pushed him a couple of times in the series. Okay, so then when he had the rebound, he true did, but you know, like Dwight Howard, he tried to get a little slick move. So Boogie known for that too. So Boogie was not totally innocent also on that. And he did make contact with Chris Paul. He made contact.
Yeah.
It might not have been
as
vicious. It might have been not as vicious, but he did make contact. So, and Chris Paul did. He was acting too. He went to State Farm. He did it because he went to acting school. He did that, you know. And he also might have ventriloquist skills, you know. So,
and if you remember, Ted, for about 2 minutes, they let him battle underneath. Didn't call anything. They let him push.
I was telling Ted. I would say, man, they letting them ball because I watched turned on late, and I'm like, man, they swallowed the whistle on both sides.
Yes, sir, on both sides.
That's true.
That was true. Yeah, it was a series for the ages, you know. It was a series for the ages. And again, congratulations to the Suns. And them boys showed up, and Chris Paul, with, you know, coming back the first two games back, I myself personally was asking, when the heck is Chris Paul? When we going to see the real Chris Paul? And he chose to show himself in full fashion last night. So congratulations to Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns. On that, first time in what, how many years? 10 years or so? Their first time?
I think it's 20 years.
Okay. Well, I know it's been a while. You know what I'm saying? So, hey.
I think
congratulations
since Charles Barkley.
Yeah,
I think the last time it was Charles Barkley.
And that was in 93. That was in 93 when they played against the Bulls.
Okay.
Wow.
563-999-3782. That was the Western. And we know what's going on there. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about this Eastern Conference now, man, because, we got two superstars. One from each team sitting out, and
no, it's two kids, two on the Hawks and one on the Bucks.
Okay. So three superstars, you know what I mean? Sitting out, man. This injury, boy, I tell you, man. This is on, man. We'll be right back, man. Y'all make sure y'all stick around. You know what? All y'all gotta eat. Everybody got help. There ain't nobody do their homework and get somebody to come back. Call that. Y'all got one. Be right back.
Hate on us, we envy this and change. Monkey business, outrageous. Just confess your girl admit that we the F-R-E-S-H, we fresh, G-E-F, that's right, we different. We definite, B-E-T, we reppin' it. So, turn me up, turn me up.
Turn up the radio.
Please give me you shut up, girl. Give me this for the Hawks.
The Hawks is, I mean, the series is tied up 2-2, but Trae Young is questionable and Clint Capella is questionable for the Hawks. Well, and of course, Young is questionable. His finger is somewhere on his hand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. But you know what? That is the East, man. The East beat the hell out of each other, man. It's like in the West, they on finesse and playing ball and outscoring you.
No. I think the whole NBA is injured. It's because of the short season and all the difficulties that they dealt with last year and then this coming into the season. A lot of people getting hurt, East and West. You can count a lot of people count players from the West who was hurt. Anthony Davis, LeBron James, you know, both of them got hurt. Other players got hurt from Denver got hurt. So you think
the West beats each other up more than the East?
I didn't say that. I'm saying both.
That's what I just said. You said no.
But you said this is what you said. Hold on, let me say this. You said that the East beat the hell out of each other, and the West is more finesse and this and that. That the East had more players. That the East get hurt. That's what was stated. That the East, because we talk about the Hawks, and then you said that the East gets hurt. The East, and so you were referring to that the West is finesse and all that, referring to that the West doesn't get hurt, but the West has had players. I'm saying the whole NBA, because it's not just the East; it's the NBA. Who has, you know, been affected, West and East?
Okay, I mean, I can go with that. I don't have no problem with that. I can go with that. I can ride with that. But what all I'm saying is usually in playoffs past, the Eastern Conference games have always been a little more rough. Not to say the Western Conference isn't rough. I'm just saying it goes on more to me, and that's just to me, in the Eastern Conference. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I'm sorry.
But I can see where you state that because, you know, you had Detroit. You know, you had New York. You know, you had Chicago and them. They had them battles like that. You know, I understand where you're coming from, totally. But like I said, I look at the whole NBA, and also I look at the battles that the West has had, because you had Karl Malone and Seattle and them going at it. Them were some tough boys back there, man. Akeem.
Yeah, but it's been a while since those type of players have been in the East.
But what does they say been saying lately? Who's been taking the championships? The West. You know what I mean? So they say the West's been tough. That's what they've been saying lately. They say the West has been tough. And the East is kind of like soft. So, to
me, it's not that the East is soft. Whoever makes it out of the East is beat down. And the West, just because the West have been more of a score type league, the West has always outscored the East.
That make them tough. I mean, that just makes them, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. Girl, you break it up again,
the sad part about it, I really believe that this year's finals is going to be that same way. It's going to be that same way. I believe whoever comes out of the West, and we see Phoenix has already won the West, so guess what? They're ready to rest. They're ready to take a break, you know, and then go into the finals, the last series of the year.
This ain't got nothing to do with them beanies. This has got something to do with a lot of teams. A lot of people have been injured, you know. From the start of the season, a lot of people have been getting injured and everything. And so, you know, and people have been in and out of the lineup and stuff. And then Kawhi, he got hurt. So, you know, and then some players, like I say, got hurt.
He wasn't even hurt.
And maybe tried to come back. But it's been just people just been getting hurt, you know.
You know what, please, not to cut you off, Ted, but when you look and they panned the bench and Rondo was on the bench, I was like, Rondo Dupe was down.
Yeah.
I was wondering if him and Ty Lue had some type of words or something. You know, maybe behind the scenes or whatever. I was wondering the same thing. I said, why he ain't got Rondo in there? You know, the free Paul George up from, you know, so much responsibility and stuff and
right.
Run the ship. So I that's what my thought was. Did they have an altercate? Did they have something? Did Rondo, because Rondo would speak his mind, you know, did he? Because sometimes Rondo was pointing out something, you know, and what have you, and Ty Lue reaction wasn't very receiving, what I thought, you know. So
right.
I don't know. That's what I had thought, but I don't know what the issue was, but I thought it was strange also.
Well,
yeah.
I need to know. Okay, now is what's his name? And Tracy just told me his name too. The injured player for Atlanta, besides Trae Young, Capella.
Capella.
I almost called that boy Kyler Curry. Capella. which team do you guys think is more
hurt the most?
More at risk of losing? Because their superstar isn't there. Is it Atlanta or Milwaukee?
who going first? Who you calling? Go ahead, 57. He hasn't talked in a while. Go ahead, sir. I defer to him.
Milwaukee.
Okay.
Milwaukee.
Now what you say, Tim?
Yeah.
So we got Milwaukee. Okay. Go ahead.
I say the same. Milwaukee also.
What
okay.
you saying, Kevin?
Okay. I'm saying Milwaukee because we've already seen
We can't hear you,
Kevin. You can't hear me.
You sound like you're underwater. I'm gonna tell y'all what I think. I pick Atlanta only because I'm picking Atlanta because they might be playing without two players. See, the last time it was like one player out and they could get away with that one player, but they can't get away with Clint Capella and Trae Young being out, because Trae Young definitely is not playing, but Clint Capella is questionable. He's like, on you know, when the curtains go up, then it's like, we'll let you know if he's going to play or not. But until then, he's just questionable right now. So if they have two players out, I'm going with Atlanta. Needs this game more than the Bucks, but if it's just one and one, I say the Bucks.
But on that, I think Atlanta though has a better chance because of their bench, because that young boy that they brought in can play Giannis. Okay, he's this is tall as Giannis, and he's more mobile than Capella. For some reason, Capella is not.
Whatever his name is.
I think he might be number 17, but I'm not for sure. But the young kid, okay, because Capella ain't really been really as effective as he has been, and I don't know why, you know. So, but that young boy is game, and he's not scared. So Nate can use him, and he's gamesmanship. So then I also they got Lou. Can fill that spot like he did this last game, okay? And then you got that boy Hunter from Maryland. He's coming on, and they got some more bench players because Solomon Hill, you need to play him more because he's a dog. He don't care, you know? And so they got a better bench, and they got a better coach. And like I told you, I did pick Milwaukee, but I'm suspect about their coach. But as far as their talent, they had the talent. But now that their main man is gone, he ain't going to know what to do. Okay, unless two of them come through.
Oh, you know what, Ted? You know what, Cam Reddish is back, too.
I forgot about him, so that's even a bonus. What you talking about?
So Cam Reddish is back.
Hey, think about that, because he fried them. So all these young kids is ready. All these young kids is ready.
They know that
the Milwaukee Bucks is like a wounded deer. Like a wounded buck, you know what I mean? So, and they main man is gone, so they psyche is totally gone. Unless Drew Holiday come through, unless they the rest of their team come through, but their coach got to let them play. He got to pull the punches. But if he don't, because if he pull the punches, it's like kind of even. Because like I said, Atlanta's game, they ain't got nothing to lose. They also playing with house money, big time house money, house money all day.
We got Rev one come in. Come on, Rev, you on? You live?
You know, I'm listening to y'all, man, sitting there talking about this Eastern Conference Finals, and when I think about who could win right now and who got the best chance to win, a couple of names come to my mind. Well, Martin Luther King. Right. Hold on, Kel. Let me get there. Which means that Atlanta is going to win. See, they got the blood and the power of Martin Luther King. And even with the injuries, I believe that Atlanta shall overcome. And if they can't do it with the spirit of the Hawk, then they can do it with the spirit of Martin the Luther the King. I'm putting my money on Atlanta. Free Atlanta. Free Willie.
Atlanta did have on MLK jerseys the other night. Right.
Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King. I wonder why y'all ain't standing up marching and stuff right now. You know, you see Martin Luther King, you get happy. I'm just saying, when you black and you see Martin Luther King, you get happy. You get happy. Freedom ring, free at last. I'm going with Atlanta, though. I heard y'all talking about the West or whatever. Well, the West is wide open in my eyes, I believe. And it was wide open, and what happened was by Kawhi Leonard getting injured, Phoenix was able to get out of there with that series win. My hats off to Chris Paul, right? Big shots out to him. But at the end of the day, if Kawhi Leonard was playing, I think that series would have went a different way.
If it was a myth, we all would be drunk. So we ain't gonna go with the ifs.
Hey, you know what? If I got another question, let me ask a question. How involved should Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook be in the Wizards coaching hire? How involved should Bradley Beal?
They should be heavily involved, Kale. I think that the Bradley Beal, first and foremost, it is the future of this team for right now until things are said otherwise. Excuse me. But if they go out there and they get they go get somebody that Bradley Beal isn't happy with, then just like it's been said, and I said this weeks ago, Bradley Beal is going to want to get out of there. And no offense to the sister that everybody talking about, Daisha High. Well, it's nothing wrong with hiring a female basketball head coach. I don't have any problem with it. But I think right now at this moment in time, the Washington Wizards, and did I say that? Because I really hate calling them the Wizards. The Washington basketball team, they not the one to make this move as far as hiring a female coach right now. I don't think it would fit in what they're trying to do and where they're trying to go, because if she doesn't have the success and bring the winning to the team, then it'll give the bad name and it'll give women's coaches a bad name. So I'm not all with that. But I stand by Sam Cassell. I stand by Wes Unseld Jr. as possibly being the future head coach of the Washington basketball team.
What do you say to that, Fitzgerald?
I like what he said. I wanted to comment on what Ted said too about Milwaukee being vulnerable. I think I agree with everything Ted said. Plus, I think a good team playing as a team can beat Milwaukee right now, and Atlanta is. As far as that, their center position, Capella was doing a good job on the inside, but it wasn't like he was dominating. And the guy coming off the bench, the only problem I see is he just can't, you know, he has problems with his foul shooting, you know. But coming off the bench, to me, he seems like he's a little more physical on the inside than Capella is. Capella better watch out, because he end up losing his job. But as far as the Wizards, I'm going to go out on a limb. I wish Jalen Rose would want to coach.
Oh, Lord.
And he would
want to
coach the Wizards.
Lord, help him, Lord. Lord, that I just heard blasphemy. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, my ears burning. Oh, Satan, I rebuke you with them words you let come out of your man's mouth. Call the conjuring. Call the conjuring people up. Tell them they need the priest with the holy water in his wife. Baby TJ guy. He said, see that? No.
Well, you don't
I was with you until you said Jalen Rose. See that? Stop the press right there. You wrong there. I'd rather go with Juwan Howard than to say Jalen Rose. Jalen Rose sitting up in the booth or something, whatever that we've been doing.
And so
because he's been sitting up in the booth calling the games and plays and stuff, he got a right to become a coach now. See, we got to stop that. It's people out there that's been working real hard for years to become a coach. And I don't give a damn how long you've been sitting in the broadcast booth. I don't give a damn if you was part of the Fabulous Five. It's other people that's way more qualified to be the head coach of the Washington basketball team than Jalen Rose and that Bama Chris Webber. Sorry, I'll go with Juwan Howard out of all of them Bamas first. Free Willie.
Yep, that's why they
free.
Hey,
they free
hey,
Bill yesterday
got,
too. Hey.
Webber, you look. You made your pick, and really, I don't disagree with who you picked. I don't even know about the female you were talking about because I haven't heard about her. But
right.
As far as I'm
Becky
concerned,
Hammond.
Jalen.
Becky Hammond, that's with the Spurs 57. Becky Hammond. He's talking about Becky Hammond.
I hadn't even heard about
the Wizards had reached out to her or anything like that. I didn't even know that. But I don't know. She's been playing. She's been down there with the Spurs. I mean, that's a great team to come from, to learn with. You know, you learn it from one of the best.
I'm not going to
take the lady down and say she can't coach. All I'm saying
is
her pedigree is good. That's all I'm saying.
Because she
with
the Spurs.
Spurs got a great coach. The Spurs got a great coach. You can't deny
that. Right.
And
Popovich need to retire soon, so why don't she take over for him?
They didn't offer her the job.
Coach and
maybe Popovich is not retiring right now. You know, everything got to be in place for you to get offered the job.
Listen,
you just can't go in there and say, I want to coach the Spurs, get rid of Popovich.
We have seen coaches leave great organizations, and they are wearing the head coach hat. They cannot perform. They cannot do it. So I don't want. What do you mean? So
what, you got to give somebody a chance to see if they can run the team. What you gonna do?
Okay, but you give them that chance. You give them that
chance
because you see
the same chance with her that you take with Sam Cassell.
Hold on, man. You give them that chance. You give them that chance because you see through their work that they deserve it. Saying that they come from a good organization, I'm sorry. That does not carry water with me. Mm-hmm. It does not carry water. What's the coach name that left New England and was in Detroit, and now Detroit, they fired him so fast, it ain't even fun.
My Lord.
New England is an organization. Go ahead.
Can I interject real quick?
Yes, sir.
I'm not knocking the sister. Go ahead, Red. Go ahead.
I don't want to talk over it. I'm not knocking the sister. I'm not saying Sister Hammonds can't be a head coach in the NBA. What I'm just trying to say is what's going on with the Washington basketball team right now and what they are trying to accomplish. One, they trying to keep Bradley Beal on that team. Two, they trying to make sure that they get the most out of Westbrook before his play declines. They don't have time for somebody to come in and try to make a name for themselves. They need somebody that's pretty much already established in the NBA and got a reputation. Yes, she has a reputation of being an assistant coach with the Spurs. Yes, she has a reputation of being respected in the league. But, again, I don't think that she would be the right fit right now with the Washington basketball team. Now, if another job may come available where they have some more seasoned and veteran players where she won't have to struggle so much, I'm all for it. But right now with the Wizards, They got two star players and maybe about two other players. What's the young boy name? The little Muckwa. What's his name? Ruyo Muckwa. The little karate kid. They got him. But what I'm trying to say is at the end of the day, and then this brother they keep saying he a sinner, he ain't nothing but a power forward. They need a true center.
Well, I think that the Wizards have a true center. Now, I agree with you. Bryant is more of a power forward than a center. I agree with you on that. But the Wizards have Lynn, and they have Gafford, who showed up tremendously. I'm talking block. I'm talking rebound. I'm talking checking of guards on the perimeter. He did it all. So,
I understand that, but he had nights when he fell off as well, though. We had nights we didn't even know who his name was as well, but go continue, though. He has promise. I agree with that. There's some promise, Will.
Right.
Carry on, brother.
Right. Let's take this call. 612, welcome to the corner. How can we help you?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. How's everybody doing this afternoon?
All right.
Hey,
all right.
How are you? What's your name? What's your name?
Can you give us your name?
Yeah, my name is Mike.
What's
hey,
that?
Mike. How are you?
Doing well, ma'am. How you doing?
All right. What's your comment?
I just I just wanted to say, like, on the point about Becky Hammon coaching the potential of getting a coaching job, I don't think you can have a woman being a head coach of a men's professional basketball team. I just don't think that's going to work. And I think you got a thing now where everyone's trying to push this agenda to try to get women to do things that men do and try to get women to act just like a man. And at the end of the day, let's be real about this first thing. You think that a woman is going to command the respect of a bunch of young, mostly black men, it's not going to work. They're going to tune her out within a couple weeks. That's guaranteed. I mean, ask yourself.
Yeah.
Put yourself in the position of one of these players. Let's say you're a 23-year-old, young black male, multimillionaire. You're doing your thing, and you got this woman coming in here, in this case a white woman, and she's going to somehow command the respect of the room. Let's be honest.
Right.
The only reason it's being pushed is because this agenda that we got going on in the media, let's look at the bigger picture. They're trying to get men to act more like women, and they're trying to get women to act like men. They're just trying to blur the lines. That's what we got going on right now.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Mike, I agree.
Thank you, Mike.
I agree with everything you just said, 1,000%. And look, in my own personal life, I went in the military because I was tired of hearing my mother's mouth. Seriously, I'm keeping it 100. I went in the military to get away from hearing or being instructed by a woman all of my life. Boy, shut up. I got a check too, but one of the factors of me going was to get away from hearing a woman's voice all the time and having to do what she said all the time. So
right.
I can relate. And look, I didn't have millions. All I had was an out. These guys, as Mike just said, they're millionaires. And it's hard enough for that male coach to keep them in perspective and keep them focused. It's hard enough for him to do it. You think, listen, I'm not putting women down at all. I'm not putting women down at all. I'm just saying everything is not for everyone. That's all.
Yes, I
can walk with you on that statement, but can I say this though? Everybody deserves an opportunity, whether it be man, woman, transgender, boy or girl, gay or lesbian. Everybody has the right to have the opportunity in the world to do something and be something. But again, I'm going to it's not an agenda, man. Then when you speak about this agenda, then you can say then they trying to put the agenda on that they need more black head coaches. They trying to put the agenda on the NFL to hire more minority coaches. That's not an agenda.
You can't put being black and being gay and transgender in the same category. You cannot.
Regardless of race, creed, gender, or color, if someone rejects you for who you are and who you want to be, then that's discrimination.
I don't agree with you, man. You said that it's the same thing being black as it is being gay and transgender. I'm trying to stick on that point. Where did you come up with that as a black man to say something like that?
That's insane. Hold on. Let me ask you a question then. Don't black people get attacked?
But listen,
don't
man,
try. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me just
attacked, but black people are attacked over something they have no control over at all. Gay people, why do you think they have, why do you think they make an announcement of who they are and what they want to be known as? Because they can still hide amongst the normal people. Like Mike just said, we've never had to make an announcement to people, oh, I'm a black male. You can look at me and tell that. And as far as the Wizards go, remember this locker room. This is the same locker room where you had players bringing guns in. The same locker room where you had players taking poop in people's shoes. So do I think that is the right environment for a female coach? No, it's not. It's not. The women's locker room is a delicate, very delicate situation.
Well,
it's a very delicate situation.
Rev, you had the whole mic, man. I defer to you. Can you defer to me now? This is Ted.
I was supposed to go
about 10 minutes ago, bro. Okay, Mike, I agree with everything you said, Mike, like 100,000%, okay? So, but Rev, like he said, how can you cannot equate a black man's struggle to homosexuality struggle or transgender struggle? You cannot equate that. So that's a whole other topic. Let me finish, please. That's a whole other topic. So we should get on that. I don't know whose sound that is. Maybe they don't like what I'm saying.
Go ahead, Ted.
Okay, and so like I said, you cannot equate that for one. Like he was saying. But as far as we was talking about basketball, okay, and what have you, the chance as far as her being accepted as being a head coach of a man team, okay, and like he say, it does not work though. It would not work. You know, because as far as the younger kids now, man, it's hard for even a man coach to kind of get through to them. Okay, let alone, like you say, a woman coach. Now, she has experience.
Right.
She comes from a good pedigree background of coaching. Yes, true indeed. But why don't she go try to coach at a woman's level? Now, I would prefer that, but you know, not. But she can. You're right about her supposed to be given an opportunity. Everybody's supposed to be given the opportunity. That's true. But okay, like Mark said, if she's given an opportunity, they're gonna be wanting her out of there. You know,
right.
They're gonna be wanting her out of there in a couple of months. She ain't gonna last the whole season, for sure. Okay, so that's one thing. But as far as the Wizards coach, I think, you know, Chauncey Billups or Sam Cassell, they would be a good choice for that team. But Chauncey's gone already. So Sam is the one that I would choose. He's from this area, you know. I think he could command the respect of Bradley Beal and Westbrook because he's been through the wars. Sam got 2 championships, and he's been on somebody's bench coaching, you know. But Rev, I also agree with you, not Jalen Rose, 57. I don't know how you say that. I like Jalen Rose. He's my man, 100 grand. But he needs to just stay in the commentary booth, and that's cool. I would agree that I would rather pick Juwan over Jalen or Chris. They're good at commentate, but not coaching. They haven't been on anybody's bench learning how to coach. Okay?
Right.
Juwan put in his dues, and that's why he's the head coach of Michigan. That's why they got a great team. There was an injury away from going further than what they did in the NCAA tournament. So, I just think Sam Cassell, you know, I think Becky needs the opportunity. She can, you know, give her an opportunity, but I don't think it would work in today's society, in this man's game. I don't think so.
Okay.
Is the person advocating for Becky Hammon, is that the reverend?
Becky Hammon is the assistant coach for the Spurs.
No, I'm saying the person that's like saying that that a woman should be able to coach a team. Is that the reverend saying that?
Yeah. I don't think so. Oh, you're talking about Rev T. Yeah, that's Rev T. Yeah.
Okay, so in Rev T, you believe in the Bible, right?
I think
Rev
T, you said it?
Okay. I'm
listening. No, I'm asking, do you believe in the Bible? Like, do you believe the Bible is the word of God, that it's true?
I'm listening.
Answer the question.
I said, I'm listening.
I didn't hear. Okay, the reason I'm asking, the Bible is clear that a woman cannot usurp authority over a man. Number one. Number two, it also says it's a sign that a society is crumbling when women and children are in positions of ruling. So now,
what scripture is that?
Wait in the water.
Wow, you don't know that?
Come on now.
I'm not a pastor. I'm not a reverend, but I know the scriptures
says that very clearly.
In both the Old and the New Testament. There's no question about
because
that.
Because right now, you speaking off of hearsay. And listen here, brother. Hold, before you go any further. For you to sit
and on my last
man,
point, on my
Bible,
last point, too.
The Bible is
the Bible does say in Romans chapter 1, that if you agree and support the homosexuals in any way, shape, or form, you're just as guilty as them. I don't know if you knew that.
I can't with y'all. Y'all talking over each other. Ain't neither one of y'all here with the other person is saying. Nobody is showing respect right now. I mean, I just need both of y'all to just calm down one time.
Go ahead, Mike.
Say what you got to say. Say what you got to say, Mike, so we can all understand what you're trying to say.
2 points. Scripture's clear that women can have authority over men. And my second point is, because he brought up the LGBT thing as a reverend, Romans chapter 1 clearly says God is not only against homosexuals, but anyone who supports them in any way, shape, or form. In God's eyes, you're just as guilty as those who engage in it. And as a reverend, it's kind of shameful that you come on here and talk about LGBT, transgenderism, as if it's a legitimate thing like the secular liberals and these white people talk about.
Okay, Mike. Hold on, Mike.
Okay.
Hold on, Mike. We're going to get Rev T's feedback.
I'm not going to argue with the brother. He got the right to say it in the way he feels. But at the end of the day, though, ain't nowhere in the Bible that says a woman is less than a man and a woman should be less not equal to a man. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. A woman is equal, just as equal as to a man, just as a man is equal to a woman. I don't care about titles. I don't care about position. Just like we all as people, I can give a damn about your race, your creed, your color, or your gender. We all are equal as people.
That's why the world is the way it is.
You're wrong on that, sir.
Because man has dominion. Okay, man is the head of his household. Okay.
Now
that's a whole other thing to get deep on this Bible. So we need to have, if we're going to do this, we need to have a time where we're going to Bible
study. Let's keep it moving.
Hold on.
God created man to have dominion over the earth, over this land, okay? And then he created woman from man's rib, okay? So now we supposed to now have dominion over our family, okay? But you're wrong about that. They're not equal. They're not equal at all. But Eve was our helpmate.
That's a real show.
Our wife.
our women.
Oh
is
my
our
God!
Helpmate.
Oh my God! I can't believe I just heard that.
I'm not, and I'm
I can't
not saying that.
Want me
to say
hold it
hold
again?
On, hold on. Let me finish.
No, no,
let
no.
Me finish.
No, I wish
let
you
me finish
read.
Again if you want me to. No, my
no,
ain't
no let me finish.
No, 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 no.
Let me say this.
I heard
you know what?
You
know what?
You're not the one I'm disagreeing with. You're not the one I'm disagreeing with, Rev. I heard what you said. I can't believe somebody gonna sit here and say man has got dominion over a woman. All this. You need to interpret the Bible the way it should be interpreted. Don't try to beat nobody across the head with.
One second. What we not gonna do here is diminish somebody else's thoughts. If that's how he thinks, that's fine. Because we on Kale's corner. Nobody is better than the other person. And we're not here to prove no point. We're just here to say our opinion, and it should be respected. We're not going to belittle nobody for their comments. That's what we're not going to do. We're not here for that.
And
first of all, won't nobody belittle anybody. I was just speaking how I felt. I ain't called nobody no name. I didn't say nothing negative
what,
about 57? Anybody.
You
all
want,
I said was,
you want
I
your point to get across. You want people to understand where you're coming from. But at
my
the same time,
matter.
You have
my
to understand where other people are
I
coming
listen.
From.
Hold
even
on.
If you disagree. I'm gonna tell you like my father told me, damn it. If your ears is open, then there's no way your mouth is moving at the same damn time. So there's no way you can hear me what I'm saying while you're talking. No one can. No way that we can hear each other while everybody else is talking. Now my co-host done said, let's respect each other. Let's do that. Come on, y'all. Come on. We are all of us are too educated and too damn old for this to be where we are. If you don't agree, you don't agree. That's your right. That's your privilege. If you agree, hey, go on forward. Go on forward. This is why people don't talk religion and politics on the job.
Thank you.
Because everybody has their own opinion. And guess what? My co-host told y'all, this is Kale's Corner. We are free to speak our minds. No matter how you feel about it, no matter what your interpretation is, that person is free to speak their mind. Now, damn it, I want some respect here, man. And we're going to respect each other. Come on, Trace.
On Ted. Go ahead, Ted.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was not saying that women are lesser than men.
What you gonna say, Ted? Just say what you gonna say.
That's a deep subject to talk about. Like here, we shouldn't talk about the Bible or politics, but that's a deep subject. But Red brought all this up. So what I'm saying that as far as what is quoted, how the creation of woman was created, how man was supposed to be created. He had dominion over the land. God had him name the animals, okay? Name, you know, and this and that. Like I said, he created Eve from man, okay? And man is the ruler over his household. Not saying that he's supposed to dominate the woman and all that. No, he's supposed to nourish and give love and edification to his family, okay? So they're a help, they're a team, they're a helpmate. As far as when you get married, as a union, as a couple. So I didn't never say that man is superior over women like that, you know, and that women should not have an opportunity as far as men have. Because you get women that can drive trucks. You get women that own business, that own Fortune 500 companies. You get women doing the same thing as men, yeah. But also, now you got to also,
your point has been made. Your point has been made.
I just wanted to say, okay.
Hey, I'm going to exit myself. I think I didn't call, maybe you had to call the fire department on Kale's Corner.
Hey!
Or
563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
I thought you was going to play Someone Please Call 911.
I'm playing Meet That Bama That Call Yourself The Red. That's what I'm playing.
And I don't know who told me my numerous shots to kill. Cats wanna look for
one like Coco, not rap. Quite a boatload. Watch that on the run by gun high. One eye closed, left hose loose. Some got close. Stop your nonsense with the book. Y'all cats better duck when the fool spit. One shot can make a player do a full flip. Seen the player laying shock with a full hit. I hate my high, you know cats wanna buy you. But see me, I wanna try for free. You heard me? The ride make you feel it inside your belly. If it's high, get the jelly. All night, get you wide up the side to tell the side to side. Till you say, JP, you're too much for me. We can think you can flow with me. Recognize your J to the Z. We can think you can flow with me. Recognize your J to the Z. We can think you can flow with me. Recognize your J to the Z. We can think you can flow with me. Got a condo with nothing but condoms in it. The same place with the rhymes in bed. So all I do is rap.
All right, all right, all right. We back, we back. Temperatures calm down. I hope everybody cool. We ready to go into football, y'all. The NFL has passed a punishment to my Washington football team. $10 million. We have lost no draft pick. We have lost no televised games or anything like that. $10 million. They made their inquiry on the things that were going on with the Washington football team. Also, Dan Snyder, the owner and CEO of the Washington football team, has stepped down and allowed his wife, Tanya Snyder, to take over as CEO and co-owner of the Washington football team. Wow, wow, wow. But that's all I'm going to say about that. Come on, Tree.
I was wondering when he was going to make that announcement because they said she was the he stepped down last week. So I was just holding on right. to a little something, for, you know. But
just say
I think
she's
going to be a, I think she's going to be a good asset, though, because we get things done. You know, we ain't nobody going to be up there playing with her. You're going to get it done.
Okay, okay.
So it might not be a bad move for y'all. It might not be.
Ted, what do you think about all that?
I'm not abreast on that.
Okay. Okay. 57, where you at with it? What do you think about that?
I'm with Ted. I'm not abreast on it either.
Y'all some bammers. Y'all are some bammers. Y'all are
some bammers. Well, okay, my comment, Kel. I seen the thing they talk about Washington Redskins. They said they had a culture of you know, harassment for women. You know, it, like mm-hmm. the same kind of culture you were talking about the Wizards had with the guns and all this, but they didn't have. But they had a bad organization, a bad culture. You know, it was. They said it was like hell to work with, and all that stuff. So mm-hmm. you know, but so. That's what I know about that. Now, as far as this women being hired and this and that and somebody not hired, I don't know. I know they got fined $10 million and stuff, so mm-hmm. they're supposed to be, I guess, freeze them up to do this and that, and maybe they can start over with a new coach because they talk about the head coach that they got and this and that, and Dan Snyder not making, I guess, GM decisions. So, you know, that's what I know about it.
Okay. Mike, are you familiar with the situation with the Washington football team?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay. How do you feel about it? What you know? What is your scenario?
I think it's a great decision. I agree with the fine 100%. I think of all the reports that we heard were true. I think that was a great thing the NFL did to step in because you can't have a toxic culture and a bad work environment for your people working there. You just can't have that for any business. I don't care if it's the NFL, the NBA, or, you know, a mom and pop shop down the store or down the street. So I think that's a great thing, and I hope all the people that were, you know, that were engaging in all that activity, whether it was abusing people, harassing people, whatever sexual misconduct was going on, I hope they all get fired as well.
I couldn't be more in agreement with all you guys. But I just got one question. I have one question. What happened with Robert Kraft and his situation? What is happening?
Money.
What was the fine levied off?
Talking about the prostitution thing?
Yeah. The prostitution, illegal alien. The women that were working in these massage parlors at sweatshop, you know, what happened? I heard nothing. I've heard nothing.
Yeah, but that's different. That's different. Very different. That's different than the Washington situation. You can't compare those two.
Okay, tell me how.
Well, because you're talking about personal conduct versus a workplace environment. So that's what Robert Kraft is doing in his personal time, which he can be held accountable by the NFL if they want to. In the Washington case, we're talking about a bad work environment where people are getting mistreated at the workplace. That's two different things.
Well, I'm looking at it from the standpoint of both of these things. Both of these situations kind of black the NFL's eye.
Nothing black the NFL's eye. That's impossible. The NFL's too big, too powerful, too much money. Nothing can affect it.
I don't agree with that.
Anything negative affecting it at all.
I'm watching TV and I just saw a commercial flash in NFL. It says support NFL, lesbian NFL, transgender NFL, coaches NFL, a whole bunch of things NFL didn't have on the NFL logo symbol, the rainbow.
Every company
in America does that.
When it first comes on, it says the NFL is gay, and then it says the NFL is lesbian, and then it goes down the line of all these negative things, and then in the middle it starts saying education and stuff like that.
Every major company in America, every corporation does that. So at this point, you basically have to do that, otherwise your business is going to get boycotted and canceled.
Mike, that goes with what you were saying. It's an agenda, though. I agree with that. It's an agenda.
Well, of course.
You know, it's an agenda, man. Like you said, they trying to make boys do girl things and girls do men things. You know, I mean, as far as their sexuality and all that stuff, they're really trying to twist it around. You know, so I mean, the Bible does. I mean, that's my last comment. That's it. I'm leaving it there.
Think about how quickly our country changed in 10 years. Right, you go back to the 2008 Democrat primary when Obama was running against Clinton. Both of them came out and were against gay marriage. Think about that.
Yeah.
To show you in 12 years how much the country changed, where the two major leading presidential candidates were publicly against gay marriage, and they had to be in order to get the nomination. To where we're at now, where not only do we have gay marriage, homosexuality is celebrated like I've never seen before, where they got that transgender thing on a level where you can't even, if you were to say publicly at your job, that it's actually biologically impossible for a man to become a woman, which is a fact, you can get fired.
Yeah.
Think about how far this thing has come.
We're
you know what I'm saying?
If
you go back to 2009 and 10, when we were having that gay marriage debate, you remember everybody who was against gay marriage said that once they pass gay marriage, it's going to open this Pandora's box, and all of a sudden they're going to start to normalize all kind of stuff. And that's exactly what happened. And I promise you, it's already started. You can check this for yourself. They've already started to try to normalize pedophilia. If any of you know the TEDx convention where they have talks where different speakers come up and present new ideas, they had a speaker at TEDx who came up and tried to defend pedophilia and made the same argument that the homosexuals do, which is that people are born with pedophilia. They're born with that desire. We shouldn't judge them. We should learn to accept them with more understanding. You got people right now talking about lowering the age of consent. And the next thing behind it will be bestiality. Guaranteed, you're going to have people having marrying and making it illegal to have sex with a dog. That's the next thing. Because once you take away that boundary,
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Everything becomes open.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
So I'm just that's why I'm amazed. That's why it surprised me of anybody on this line for the Reverend himself to bring up LGBT and transgender. It's like, that's like, it blows my mind. Because if a reverend is on board with this agenda, then God help the rest of us. What the heck is this country going to do?
Mike, he's not a real ordained reverend or minister. He just accepts that name. Come on, we're going to bring my man Marcus in. Come on, Marcus.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Marcus.
We talking about watching the football team, man, and the fans that will be down.
I can't hear you no more, bro.
That's
him.
Okay.
That's him. What's your feelings on the Washington Redskins getting these fines? I mean, the Washington football team, I apologize, getting these fines. Yeah. They've been fined $10 million. And Dan Snyder stepped down as the CEO and let his wife take on that position.
I thought she was co-CEO. He stepped down?
No, she's the co-owner and CEO now.
Yeah, now what I think is going on with that, I think because he knows that he may be facing some penalizations, that, you know, a Snyder will still be in the head honcho seat while this is going on. I think that's what this is about.
Okay.
Because I did hear about that. I think that's what it's about. And then also with the accusations that have been coming out regarding him, you know, him having his wife to back him, her being there, you know, it stops all of that. Because if she's actually more present, you know, it probably makes her feel better too. You know, it's probably killing like two or three birds with one stone.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to say, for the record, I'm cool with it. I feel like when you have an organization with so many employees, male and female, it's good to have both representing at the top.
And absolutely.
I've seen Mrs. Snyder's work with her organizations and the things she have done, and it has all been good. It has all been good.
It's always good
about
to have a woman's touch.
Go ahead, Marcus.
It's always good to have a woman's touch, bro.
Indeed.
I ain't going that far with you. Because at the end of the day, they're human too. They make mistakes too. So it's always good to have another mind to refer to, bounce stuff off of, be it male or female.
Absolutely.
Hey, without a woman, life wouldn't have went on though. I mean, because he had to have her to reproduce, man, to produce life, you know, to carry on this world. So.
What that got to do with football, man?
But he cares about women, man. They just talked about women. I'm sorry, excuse me. We already talked about
that. What that got to do with football?
They find $10 million. What else to say about your team? They got a woman in charge. Women don't be in charge. So a woman runs the household. I know that. I'm going on 27 this year, bro. So
I know that's right.
But hey, yeah. I make her wishes come true. Whatever she need and whatever she want, the king makes sure it happens. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, we're helpmate. We're a team. We're a team. That's how we get down. So there's no superior over. Cool. I don't dominate. You know, so that's what it is. So yeah, but
that's cool. Yeah. I can appreciate you,
not the
I can appreciate you. What in the hell does that have to do with football again? Yeah, dude, dang. You got me
football is life, and he said something about women. That's all. Like I say, I digress, and you asked again. So we go on what you want to talk about football. My team, I'm ready. You want to talk about my Bears? Because they tripping. They want to make Dalton the starting quarterback and be tripping. They just might as well open this to say, hey, let's have a competition. Don't just
hey,
name Dalton.
Come on, bro. You know your quarterback's going to be a bust.
Hey, real
know
quick, I got a question. What was Redskins fined for? What were they fined for exactly?
Because after the inquiry was done with all those young women, I think it was like 60 or 70 women, it was found that the Washington football team conducted themselves unprofessionally. They didn't do right by these young ladies.
Oh, unprofessionally, meaning that's the term they're using?
That's
who's
the money they're
going to
pay them more with.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, no, because that $10 million is being dispersed amongst charity. The females aren't getting that.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right. You definitely
that's what they say. Somebody going to get that money. You're going to see all the women going to have new houses.
And cars,
yeah.
And maybe
you know, man. I should have got Reese in on that, man.
Absolutely, myself too. I should have been in on it.
Oh, y'all crazy!
It's crazy. It's crazy how when it comes to minorities, any kind of minority, how they were worth something to be so passive about how they mistreat people, man. It's crazy.
Dude. I was Marcus, I was on everything. I was getting dressed this morning, and I'm looking at the news, getting ready to leave out, and they come in with this word insurrection, the insurrection at the Capitol, the insurrection. And I'm like, why they keep saying insurrection? That was a damn riot.
Yeah.
That was a riot. Some people had weapons.
It was terrorists.
They killed people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, look,
they're trying to use a word that most people don't normally use.
One of the riders got shot by a cop.
That's terrible.
Yeah, man, listen. We don't.
One of the women that were trying to get into the actual, like, you know, the Congress floor where all the senators and congresspeople meet, a cop shot through the window, man, shot her in the head.
Right. Shot her, right. But then also a cop got shot. Remember, a cop got a Capitol Police got shot, and he ended up dying.
There weren't any police that were shot, man. It was the police that were shot.
It was two people. Check it out, bro. I mean, I watched it also as well as you watched it.
There were a couple of cops that were assaulted that got beat up, but none of the cops got shot. It was the only shooting that took place was the one on the actual Senate floor when the cops shot the people that cut the door because they were trying to bust through the door. And I don't know, for whatever reason, he tried to close it out and just shot shooting through the door.
Right. He shot her in the head because she busted through the window. But also, go back and research. Go back and research. A white cop got killed.
Yeah, you're right. I'm looking at it.
The bottom line is if 90% of the house of the people trying to break into that house was brown, of a brown complexion, we would be terrorists. We would be terrorists.
Exactly.
And they wouldn't even, and they would have killed, they would have,
no,
they would have, you know how many of us would have been laid out dead? You know how many people of us would have been laid out dead?
Every last one of us?
No, you can't say that, brother, because you just, you forgot about what went down last spring.
I got,
the country, half the country on fire, and the police basically said nothing. They just turned a blind eye. And they let people get away with it. I saw firsthand where I'm from in Minneapolis, where police were standing there watching people running up into the stores, stealing stuff, lit it on fire, lit
people's cars talking about the Capitol. We're talking about two different things. Like we talk about being about everybody being entitled to their opinion, right? But when it comes to facts, we talk. You gotta have your facts right. I've been listening to you, bro. I don't even know. Hold on, you're not giving me. You're not giving me facts. You gotta give us facts here. And what I'm telling you is. And your comparison, I'm listening to your comparison. A lot of your comparisons are swayed by your own views. And they're not factual. And what I'm telling you right now, when it comes to us as a whole, if we would have rioted the Capitol, they would have sprayed us dead. Period. I don't know if you have a brown complexion or not, but I'm telling you right here, right now, if you would have walked near that Capitol and looked like you was gonna hurt somebody or made threats, and they had an inkling, they already knew that this was gonna go down. If they had an inkling that we were coming, we would have been dead before we got on the parking lot.
Because, listen, brother, when they had the Black Lives Matter thing, they had the tanks out there.
There was more than $10 billion worth of damage in the summertime during the BLM riots. That's a fact. You can look it up for yourself.
They had tanks.
And in my city, where I'm from in Minneapolis,
was it federal property?
I witnessed people's businesses that I grew up around, people who started the business for 10, 15 years. Black-owned businesses get burned, get looted. People in terror. Women
black
and children couldn't leave the house
about
at night. People's houses got lit on fire.
Mike.
People's cars got
lit
on fire. I lived there.
Mike.
So there's your fact for you, my friend.
That's black on black.
Hello.
I want to talk about the
Conor McGregor boxing match that's coming up versus Fury. This is going to be the third fight, and I want to know what you guys think about the fight. We're not going to take it back. We're not going to say what we should have said. We're going to be moving on. Nobody. We're not going backwards. Are we talking about the Conor McGregor and the Fury fight? What do y'all think about who y'all think got going to make win this tiebreaker?
I think whatever his name.
Me too. Peori.
Yeah,
Peori.
I think so.
Yeah, Conor McGregor,
is a clown now.
I feel like his best fighting days have passed him.
I think he wants
to still be relevant. And in his mind, he's still relevant, but I believe that his best days are past him. And he's one of those people that make me, you know, when he has a fight coming up, I'm kind of like, do I really want to waste my time with him? You know, do I really want to watch him? You know, I think the best of Conor McGregor has already been seen or shown.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with you, Kel.
I do too. Cause the way that boy beat him up the last fight, I almost felt a little sorry for him a little bit.
You know?
I wonder.
I was like, where his mama at?
Right. Exactly. He needed some of his mama cooking that day.
You know? Come on, Mike. What do you feel about this fight coming up?
I knew it was over for Conor once he lost at Khabib. After I seen the way he went out in that fight, I was like, you don't got it no more. It's, you know, like I forgot who said the quote, but it said it's hard to be get ready for a fight when you live when you're sleeping and still sleep. And I just think all the money he's made, all the fame he's got, he's at the point where he don't got the same hunger and drive like he did in the beginning when he started to come up. And it's just hard to get that fire back once you lose it.
Yeah, I agree totally. He's tasted too much candy, you know. And at a certain point, you start asking yourself, is it really worth it? You know, and we witness it in every sport, you know, in basketball, guys that used to fly around and dunk and jump over people and all that. You see it once in a while, but you don't see it as much as you used to. Football, you know, guys that make all type of tackles and run people down, chase people down. Unless your name is Daryl Green, that Bama is still fast, 50-something, 60-something. So, but for the most part, you know, guys just aren't the same. And I don't think you say it's McGregor and Parrish, right?
Fury.
I think Fury is going to give McGregor more than he can. Come on, Marcus. What do you think? Who you got in this fight?
I think McGregor's time is up. You know what I'm saying? I think for him, he's just trying to get a few paychecks, man.
Yeah.
I think it's time. I think right now he's just trying to juice it. And really, to be honest with you, McGregor is a household name. He's going to fill the seat because that's what it's about. It's about being able to fill the seat and get them pay-per-view bites. And that's what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah. Mm. I mean,
even if he wins this one, he ain't going to win the next one. It's right now. It's all about him getting a couple more million on the way out the gate. That's all.
If he don't win this fight, he's not gonna fight again.
Well, if he can get another payday, he gonna try.
Yeah. Because
before the end of next summer, he'll fight Jake Paul.
But like you say, Marcus, that he's trying to get a payday, you know, and I was wondering if he's kind of broke, ran through that money that he has, so he need to keep trying to get some. And like you say, he's washed up, so he can't retire. He can't walk away now because he needs some bread. That's what I was just wondering. I don't know. I'm not saying facts.
He got a lot of money, man. He got a huge amount of money when he sold his whiskey company, Proper 12. I think he sold.
Right,
I think he got like 4 million off that deal. So he's got more than
enough.
He's set. The boxer, if he takes that fight, he'll get at least $50 million minimum. And I think that's what he's going to end up for at the end of the day.
Okay. All right.
Hey, man. I'm going to tell y'all, man. And I need everybody to stay on the line. Nobody hang up right now. Y'all Bama stressed me today, man. I want y'all to know that. Y'all stressed me today. But I appreciate it. I appreciate everyone that called in. I appreciate everyone who took the time to express their passion, how they felt about everything. You know, like I tell y'all all the time, man, this is ours. It's not
treats as though this is our show. Everybody is welcome to share their opinion and how they feel about it. And everybody, we're thankful. We're very thankful for you guys and your input and your part on Kale's Corner. Go ahead, Tree.
Yes, I just want to piggyback on that and say, yes, I love you, even though my voice raised a little bit. I apologize to anybody who took offense to it. I was just trying to get some order. But, yeah, I know, like I say, I love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Just love and hug on your family members. Tell them how much you love them. Give them their roses while they're alive, while they can smell them. We're going to be right back here. What's today, Thursday? We'll be here Tuesday. So enjoy your weekend. Be safe. And meet us back here at Kale's Corner on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Our number here is 563-999-3782. And love, 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 love somebody.
Amen. Amen.